Good morning. This is Max Turks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes for CRP producers. With the continued dry weather this summer, there has been an increase interest in the CRP emergency hay and grazing provisions. As of August 1st, all counties in Iowa were rated as at least D2 drought, which is categorized as severe according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, and as such have been authorized for emergency hay and grazing of Conservation Reserve Program acreage. Because of the continued drought conditions, FSA has also announced additional practices that have been declared eligible under the emergency hay and grazing provisions. Ineligible practices still include those in a useful life easement or land within 120 feet of a stream. The same CRP acreage cannot be both hayed and grazed. A producer must choose to complete one activity or the other. A couple of points to note about the emergency haying and grazing that differentiate it from managed haying and grazing is that for this year only, emergency haying and grazing has a 10% payment reduction, while managed haying and grazing has a 25% payment reduction. These reductions are based on the actual number of acres hayed or grazed. The CRP emergency haying and grazing rights may be leased to others, and a recent change also allows the harvested hay to be sold. Emergency haying and grazing can follow directly after a year of managed, whereas managed can only be once out of every 3 years. Emergency haying is restricted to 50% of eligible acres, where managed haying is allowed on 100% of eligible acres. As with managed, emergency haying and grazing is limited to certain CRP practices. For more information about either the emergency or managed haying and grazing provisions, contact your local FSA office. Remember as well that participants in CRP are contractually obligated to continue their CRP contract until it expires. Sale of CRP ground does not automatically terminate the contract. You may still be responsible for the maintenance of the contract. If you're a landowner who plans to sell land with an existing active CRP contract, be certain to contact your local FSA office for guidance on termination of your CRP contractual responsibilities. Next, a reminder about the new CRP Continuous Sign-Up Highly Erodible Land Initiative. Last month, USDA announced a continuous CRP sign-up to voluntarily protect highly erodible land, defined as cropland that has a weighted erodibility index, EI, greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an EI greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity of those lands and has the potential to have significant off-site impacts to both water quality and air quality. This continuous CRP sign-up is available for eligible cropland not currently in CRP, as well as general sign-up CRP contracts scheduled to expire on September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices and under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-ups offers will be accepted until September 30, 2012. Contact your county FSA office for more details. Are you making changes? Producers now receive all of their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit. If you have changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. In addition, if you have made any farm ownership changes or operator changes, including organizational changes from an individual to things like a corporation or trust, call or stop by your local FSA office to ensure we have all the needed information to update our records. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email to ensure we are able to timely communicate with you on our programs. Next, a reminder about marketing authorizations. If sealed grain is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to your local FSA office is all that is needed. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. And now, rural youth loans. The FSA's Rural Youth Loan Program provides financial assistance and business planning to help rural youth get started on their future while ensuring the future of family farms. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. The maximum loan amount is $5,000. These loans may be used to finance nearly any agriculturally-based income-producing project. Interested youth should contact our local FSA office for additional information and an application. And finally, a note about acre production records. Operators who had farms that were an acre in 2011 need to provide their county FSA office with a copy of their farm's 2011 crop insurance summary sheet as proof of the crop year production for the acre program. There are still producers who have not completed this requirement for 2011. The deadline to submit the crop insurance summary sheets and sign the completed FSA 658 record of production and yield forms in the county FSA office has been extended, but you need to submit and sign your information as soon as possible. In closing, for any more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.